Okay. Well, State Representative Dave Preston is with us. How you doing, sir?
Real good. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there, hanging in there. So, what do you make of you're not a federal lawmaker, but the entire climate right now with the Donald Trump situation and you know, the polarization that just seems getting wider and wider between Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals. What are you seeing at the state level?
Oh, I would say mirror images of what I'm seeing on the federal level. When you have the Michigan AG filing suit against the oil companies for basically what would be considered, you know, climate grievances, you know, I think you're seeing, you know, a further weaponization of what should be nonpartisan. Brent, you know, the Attorney General's Department, you know, really just going down the road of partisanship rather than their mandate, which is, you know, law and order, rule of law. I think we've got a lot more things going on than nonsense like this and the nonsense that in my mind that I witnessed play out in New York.
So for people who aren't aware, what is it that she is trying to do on that particular issue, Dave? How does it affect us up here?
It's just a, you know, it's a further expenditure of state resources. So you're looking at someone that has, you know, she's in charge of a department that has an incredibly large budget and a massive leverage of manpower. And she's used that to attack Line 5. She's used that to attack political opponents, the way I see it. She does it under the auspice of law and order. But, you know, it's funny how these lawsuits always seem to play out against the conservatives in the state and never against her own. You know, people have told me in the past that she's a straight shooter. But in my first 2 years, I have seen nothing but partisanship out of that office, with the latest being this, you know, this act towards against the oil companies for basically climate damages. It's just more of the same. You know, she did it with Line 5. She's continuing to try to do it with Line 5, even though we're finally in an environmental impact assessment with the Army Corps, which is the final step for Line 5, and the MPSC has basically validated all of our points about how good Line 5 is, that the tunnel through the straits is the best way to protect our environment. The MPSC came to that same conclusion as we've all been saying. But yet here we have a radical AG, you know, just trying to put up roadblock after roadblock when there's really so many other things from a rule of law standpoint, law and order, that she could be doing. You know, our judicial system across the UP is in tough shape, as well as in the state, and she could be helping with that caseload, and instead she's just going off on her own tangents and spending incredible amounts of money on stuff that really does not help the people that she's there to serve.
And speaking of money, the budget process is going now, and what are you keeping your eye on for our district in the various budgets that, you know, are going back and forth between the House and the Senate and eventually the governor?
So we're going to be arriving at the same position that we were at in the last budget cycle, which is, you know, the committee at the end that's going to end up six people, mostly comprised of the Democrat majority, that's going to decide, you know, which budget items make it through and which ones don't. Again, there has not been, you know, an effort for, you know, out of Jen Hill in the 109th to leverage that one seat majority that they had for things for the UP. I'll give you a great example, Dark Store. If Jen Hill would have leveraged her seat, Dark Store would be done. I know it's a big thing for our district. It's a big thing for her district, and Dark Store still remains undone. And that's the same for so many issues. They only have a one seat majority in the House, and she has not worked with the rest of us in the UP delegation to try to leverage that one seat majority for things that benefit the UP. And quite the contrary, when you look at what happened with energy, she used her power in that seat to completely, you know, put UP reliability and affordability at stake in the very near future. As far as the budget's concerned, I look at probably it being a repeat of the last one where, you know, the UP delegation was able to secure, you know, sometimes hundreds of millions. You know, we'll be lucky if we get, you know, 15 again. You know, I've got a school in Rudyard that's the students have to hold umbrellas over their head when it rains because their sinking fund can't produce enough money to replace their roof. But meanwhile, districts downstate are going to get a $40 million appropriation for a massive extracurricular facility. So it's just more of the same. You know, it's very frustrating as a first-term legislator to see our so many opportunities wasted up here in the UP when if we would have worked together, we could have gotten so much done.
And the last question, Dave, have you had conversations about our $200 million and keeping it here?
I have. So the $200 million I haven't had conversations. I have with some people, but what I've learned so far is that, you know, it's not per se a SOAR fund. It came out of the general fund. It was an appropriation. So we'll be returning to the general fund. But my commitment is still, whether it be through SOAR or through the general fund, is to try to somehow lock down a commitment from the state for that amount of money for a project or a series of projects that start to bring some vitality to the UP and specifically to the 108. You know, when I see, you know, the six counties that I represent, you know, there's a lot of challenges on this side. You know, right now we're working on the Copperwood project on the far west, and I'm very hopeful of that. That'll be transformational for the far western regions with that new copper mine. But, you know, we've got to really start looking on the east side here and shoring up our industrial base and bringing a next generation of jobs and security, you know, to the 108th. And that's my commitment. So I'm going to do everything I can to try to lock that money down for the UP and specifically for the Delta Manistique region, and hopefully keep it oriented in timber.
State Representative Dave Preston has been with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.